University of Missouri political science professor Peverell Squire says nationally about one-third of all state legislators' races go uncontested. But in Missouri, it was almost half in the 2014 election and will be more than half this election. Squire says the two major parties have used redistricting to protect incumbents, so there is not enough incentive for the opposing party to run.
For the notions of the theory of democracy, you like to have an alternative when you go to the polling booth.
Executive Director of the Missouri Republican Party, Jonathan Prouty, says each party has an equal opportunity to be represented in every district. He says choosing not to put someone on the ballot is the party voting for the public. But Squire says it can actually be hard to find candidates to file.
We don't have a lot of very competitive seats, so there are lots of districts where it doesn't really make much sense for a Democrat to run because he or she is likely to lose. And there are some districts where Republicans don't feel much reason to jump into a race because the odds are stacked against them as well.
Krista Stark is the executive director of the Missouri Southwest Democrats, a region where many Republicans run unopposed. She says Squire is right. Not many Democrats in her area are up for the rigors of campaigning and the low odds of it paying off.
It takes an incredible amount of work and an incredible amount of effort on both sides, and then you have another election in 2 years. And for those House races in the Missouri House, every 2 years, doing that in a red area and going, yeah, you're going to have to do that every 2 years.
Prouty says part of this is that Missouri is fairly segregated by party and that Democrats tend to have highly concentrated districts in urban areas.
I think a bigger issue is that Democrats tend to be highly concentrated in those urban areas. You know, Democrats have a number of precincts that vote 90 or 95% Democrat. Those don't exist for the Republican Party. Our best precincts tend to be 60 or 65%, maybe slightly higher.
But Stark argues that's only true because of gerrymandering when the districts are redrawn every 10 years. But she says that only makes her and the rest of her party want to work harder.
So I tell candidates, you may have to do it two times, three times in a row, but we are eventually going to have success here. And I will keep working on it until we have a Democrat win down here. It's kind of my mission in life.
Political scientist Peverell Squire says now that there are very few close races, the main competition for legislators comes from inside the party in the primary process, meaning they never faced a challenge from outside the party to get their position in the House.
And so that certainly makes them more concerned about towing the party line and protecting their conservative flanks, and it may change their behavior to make them perhaps more conservative than they might otherwise be if they had to worry about some opposition from their political left.
District lines will be redrawn again after the next national census in 2020. In the meantime, Squire says he hopes there will be more of an opportunity to create competition than stifle it by protecting incumbent parties.
I think what you hope is after the 2020 census, when we redraw districts again, that there will be some attention to creating more competition rather than less.
From KBIA News, I'm Josephine Peterson.